Title: Inflation Reduction Act, Wage and Apprenticeship Requirements. Content: President Joe Biden signed into law the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, H.R. 5376, the IRA or the Act, on August 16, 2022. There are numerous tax credits in the legislation that intend to facilitate access to clean energy. For the most part, these credits are available to energy producers or to support the construction or alteration of facilities to include energy-efficient components. For example, the Act substantially changes and expands existing federal income tax benefits for renewable energy, including the existing Section 45 of the Internal Revenue Code Production Tax Credit, PTC, and Section 48 of the Internal Revenue Code Investment Tax Credit, ITC. Specifically, the Act replaced the renewable energy credit regime with a two-tiered system that would provide a base credit equal to 20% of the maximum credit and an increased credit equal to an additional 80% of the maximum credit that would be available only if certain prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements are satisfied in connection with the relevant project. Prevailing wage requirements have long accompanied federal funding of construction projects. For example, many transportation and water infrastructure projects often benefit from federal support via contracts and grant programs. A primary source of federal support for clean energy infrastructure projects, however, is through the tax code. That assistance, primarily in the form of production and investment tax credits, has historically not required recipients of these credits to abide by the Davis-Bacon Act and thus pay prevailing wages. This created a perceived loophole for clean energy construction, which the Inflation Reduction Act has effectively closed for federally supported clean energy construction projects by conditioning the majority of the tax credit value on payment of prevailing wages. While many of the Act's programs contain prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements in order to receive the full amount of available support, we focus here on two of the programs that have historically had the most widespread use. Section 45. Production Tax Credit. The PTC provides an ongoing tax credit for the first 10 years of a project based on the amount of renewable energy produced and sold in each year. The Act extends the current PTC for qualified facilities that begin construction prior to January 1, 2025, but, as with the ITC discussed below, implements a new structure with a base credit amount and increased credit amount. The PTC is available for the following specific types of projects, each of which have their own definition under the code: wind, closed and open-loop biomass, geothermal or solar energy, small irrigation power, landfill gas, trash, refined coal production, qualified hydropower, Indian coal production, and marine and hydrokinetic. With the changes from the Act, a company is eligible for a 0.3 cents per kilowatt hours of electricity, kilowatt hour, production tax credit. But if the company meets the prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements, the amount of credit is multiplied by 5 for a total credit of 1.5 cents per kilowatt hour. Section 48. Investment tax credit. While the PTCs are ongoing credits based on the amount of energy produced, the ITC is a one-time tax credit based on a percentage of the qualifying costs of a project. As with the PTC, the Act extends the current framework for the ITC for energy projects that begin construction prior to January 1, 2025, and implements a similar base credit and increased credit structure. These energy projects include the following types of energy, each of which have their own definitions and requirements under the code: solar, fiber optic solar, geothermal, fuel cell or microturbine, combined heat and power system, small wind energy, thermal energy, waste energy recovery, energy storage, e.g., batteries, biogas, and microgrid controllers. The base credit provided under Section 48 is 6% of the basis of each energy property placed in service during the taxable year. However, if the company meets the prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements, the bonus credit increases in value fivefold for a total credit of 30% of the basis. While some renewable energy projects may qualify for both the ITC and PTC, an entity is only permitted to take one of these credits for any particular project. Prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements. Many of the